jealousy and its consequences. Ahab desires a significant vineyard from its owner Naboth, who declines the offer of a swap. Ahab begins an almighty sulk, and his wife Jezebel, a shrewd political operator, tells a lie and stirs up local ill feeling towards Naboth. Naboth is stoned to death, and the vineyard taken by Ahab. Coveting another's possessions and bearing false witness, the subjects of the last two of the Ten Commandments, are at the heart of this ancient tale, and of many a modern story of gang warfare or political intrigue. As with any despotic ruler, media mogul, or drugs baron, Ahab's longing to dominate a piece of turf, linked through heritage and kinship to power in the community, goes beyond merely wanting possessions. Instead, it becomes an all-consuming acquisitiveness, which quickly eats away at his sense of status and worth, and leads to a petulant withdrawal from social interaction. And, as with any political fixer, spin doctor, or gangster's mole, Jezebel's modus operandi is to plant a lie, and then to stand back silently while others compound her actions. Naboth pays the price of the lie with his life. Whereas the focus of the second to eighth commandments is more about our actions, these last two are more about the kind of change of heart that will need to come about if we are to follow the first commandment, to love the Lord our God with our whole selves, inwardly and outwardly. Picking up this emphasis, Jesus reinterpreted the commandments in Matthew 5, highlighting inner attitudes and virtues, rather than strict outer observance, as the foundations of godly living on which his disciples would want to build their lives. Between them, these commandments not to covet and not to bear false witness are at the heart of this inner way of being, which we will long to adopt as a loving response to divine grace. To covet is to be unable to see the value of what God has already given us, and to allow envy or disappointment at our perceived relative lack of status to devalue our own worth in the abundantly generous economy of God's love. Covetousness goes beyond acquiring an object of beauty, worth, or usefulness, beyond seeking a relationship that brings pleasure, beyond working to improve one's life chances. It becomes instead an insatiable craving which wipes out the value of what we already have. Although tabloids and lifestyle magazines earn their circulation figures by serving up a regular diet of envy-inducing stories and photographs, the cost to their readers is a diminution of their own lives. As the 17th century Anglican writer George Herbert expressed it, all covet, all lose.